All right, hey, thank you for listening to the show. Here we go.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded.
Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his leg. But he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes?
It's a bad time, Bob. Let me ask you something. What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
Exactly. You're a worthless piece of shit.
Probably right, Terry. That's why I feel so sad all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
Hi, how's it going? Never stop that. All right. Let's just make the fucking point here pretty quick and simple. Something's going to happen with this podcast. Excuse my probably slur. Not racially. Not talking a racial slur. I'm talking about maybe my speech. The gay thing about this podcast has always been the solo eps. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that, I hate them. What's always sucked is I knew having music the last couple years might fuck me, and I thought it was a joke, good bit, to get canceled off of a podcast, but I want to make it to 10,000 listens. And my fear is I might not do that the way I just got flagged today. So, the idea was get to 10,000 views, 10,000 listens on the podcast. And I was either going to take a break until I figure out exactly how I want to run the next show. But the next show would not be 50 Shades of Boucher. I've definitely had ideas of trying to do like a news kind of podcast. That way I can have a feeling for more structure instead of doing as loose as this fucking podcast has been. And I fucking love it. Maybe just to help me get started, instead of sticking to this old school style of podcasting I have, and I'll still do it on guest spots, but just to get my name out there, maybe change it up for a little bit, So at 10,000, planned is to shelf the show. And if that means taking a break for a while, that means taking a break for a while. And if that means, I get this fucking, I kind of want to do like a morning, radio fucking show, where you have some news, you have some sports. Not trying to fucking... I've talked so much shit on fucking sports on this podcast that, I almost feel ambiguous fucking saying, let's do sports, but I'll plan it out. That's the whole idea is that, I'll try to do a little more structure, come up with some things, have a plan going into it instead of just talking shit. And it's not that I don't mind it, but it's just, what am I going to be... You can always come back to this. I'm not getting rid of it. Now, the fear is I have so many strikes against me eventually on my host platform that 50 Shades of Boucher has to end because I get fucking canceled off of the host that I released my podcast through. I'm sorry that I'm using my left arm so much. And that's the other big fear is that, eventually I just get kicked out before I even get a fucking chance to argue it again. I had to pull... 6 or 7 episodes today, just from shit that got flagged from, earlier podcasts that had music running through the whole fucking thing. Isha Be Told, that dude fucking told the future. They got me. And it's a fucking bummer. It's a bummer because now I feel like I'm rushed. I feel like I have to actually make a fucking commitment as to, keep running this podcast out of spite. Out of fun, but I'm not having guests in studio anymore, and you know, I just, what do you do? What do you do when, like, it's like, you know, I'm prepared to suffer. It's not like I haven't suffered. It's just, would it creatively be a better idea to kind of format a show? And you know, or do, you know, every, the thing is like, why can't you just change the podcast you do? I like the freedom. I like that this is whatever the fuck I can come up with, you know, whenever an episode comes, is that that's what that is. So to sit there and like, say I want to now release, you know, weekly episodes, or, you know, let's say the new podcast, I kind of want to do daily. Now, does that mean I'm going to be doing half an hour to 2 hour long shows? Fuck no. Would that be like, in my head, I'm going to wake up earlier than everybody else and do an early morning radio show just based on will alone? That I could do, you know, 10, 20 minutes maybe into your day. Wake up, do that shit early in the morning, have my shit prepared, and release, you know, Monday morning through fucking Friday morning episodes. I mean, I got some plans, you know. I kind of want to do some fun things, and it's not to say I can't do them here, but I can't separate them, and I want to have, you know, I don't want it to be, well, holy shit, this, you know, I don't want it to be this big change. I want it to be that 50 Shades of Boucher was exactly this. And that's not to be like deep. It's to say, like, it's the thing I did for, you know, since 2019, 2020. I want to just leave it as that, where you just come in, you get your intro, you get your bullshit laugh, and you come in and you talk. And right now, I mean, it took me, I don't know how many fucking cocktails. I fucking was about to go to bed. And sometimes you just fucking talk. You know, I don't have anything lined up to fucking show you guys today. It sucks because I feel like when I got that strike, that really pushed the fucking envelope, the fucking whatever the fuck you use for your fucking term to say, now I got to figure out what the fuck I want to do. And do I want to keep doing this? 100%. I'd rather keep doing a free what I thought podcasting was from the beginning, you know, going. But it just, I haven't found enough people live, you know, to come in studio. Not anything against Jody. It's not anything against fucking, you know, the multiple fucking people. Jody just is the mainstay that's been on here for the podcast for my weekly, you know, shows besides my solos. It's nothing against anything on StreamYard. It's just, I loved the energy of getting people in here and having fun and doing this fucking, you know, meeting people and drinking with people and saying things and trying to talk my way out of it. And it became this thing where I talked about it on the Twitter is Gay episode that, you know, it just, I feel like I'm upheld to this fucking asshole status where it's like, I don't know, do I gotta switch it up? You know, do a fucking little news segment for a while, which I actually kind of would fucking love. You know, keep the content flowing. It would kind of keep me on fucking schedule. It'd give me something to fucking do to wake up and be like, all right, dude, you got to fucking, you know, let's go. So there's a lot of aspects that I fucking really like the idea of starting a new show to just, you know, for myself, creating a fucking atmosphere where, you know, you're thinking of constant content and you're not just freeballing it all the time, because I feel like that hinders some guests as well, you know. It's one of those things where people want some structure because that's just kind of how they know it. So to come in and to not fully, you know, to anyone who's listening, I fucking appreciate every one of you. It's really been something that for myself, you know, obviously I pay attention a lot to the viewer count, to how many people are listening to each episode. And, you know, I just feel like, could I do a better job on some things? For sure. Would I like that this be the one that takes off? Yes, because this is the easiest. This is more me, more my brand, you know. But I also want to try a chance at you know, seeing if I can pull in some more listeners and trying more of a more traditional show. And not traditional is in the fact that, you know, the content will still be, you know, butts, sex, gay butts, cum, you know, all that stuff is in play, because why the fuck not? But just having the structure of releasing it, and maybe it's so dumb, but that, like I said, I'm already getting strikes against my podcast. So what I would like to do is, if I'm going to go down with my 10,000, go down with the 100 and, you know, 70-something episodes I've got. I wish I could have gotten 200. It just didn't turn out. You know, I don't think it'll turn out like that. And start anew somewhere else where I don't have these flags. I'm not going to be playing music. I'm not going to be playing hit music for sure. I'd love to have some fucking music on for sure. Start finding local fucking smaller artists to where I can fucking claim music and fucking use it without having a flag. 100%. But that's, you know, like I said, some of this is just the history of the podcast already, where it's not that I wouldn't love to continue the name of 50 Shades of Boucher and just continuously grow throughout the years and just be like, this is just what it became. But unless I move my RSS feed and, you know, I gotta figure all that stuff out. And, you know, to be honest, I think having somebody here to run the fucking board, to help me with the video, to just fucking have an eye so I can kind of fucking focus on some other shit would be sick. You know, for how many fucking times, you know, on this podcast, if you've listened consistently, have you heard that I fucking say, I need a producer? Well, I mean, just you get to the point where you do them, and to be honest, it wasn't like I had to drink my way into this podcast. I just wish I had a little, like, somebody, like a little Jiminy Cricket, just to be like, you know, let's go this week, what do we got going? Just somebody here to talk to, you know, and that's all it is. And that's nothing against, like, Jody for spending his time with us and, you know, StreamYarding in and stuff like that. I mean, all that's very much appreciated, but it's just that, you know, traditionally for myself even, I'm a fucking morning radio guy, and having that duo, for sure, at least a duo is something I would love to have. Just to have somebody constantly bounce off ideas and you know, you callbacks. Call back from a podcast before, you know, a podcast a week ago. You know, talk about something that you can bring back. Just have that. And to have it always just be me and, you know, the dumb fucking laugh. And, you know, it all just, you know, it's one of those things where getting the strikes today. You know, not the strikes, but I had to fucking do the review, and essentially I'm not, you know, most of those podcasts have just free flow music over the, you know, under the background, and I can't edit that out. You know, I'm sure could I if I was smarter about this shit, 100%, but I can't, and I'm not that guy. So I had to pull them, and that's already kind of fucking like, well, goddamn it, I don't want to keep pulling until, like, on the major platforms, I just get kicked off because of fucking, you know. And I don't know what happens when you move them. It's a free flow thing too, so that's where I'm like, oh shit, I should say something now, get it out there. It's not like I'm drinking to be like, oh shit, how do I deal with losing this, you know, podcast? But it's my autistic baby. You know, it's this thing that I've made out of, you know, wrong decision and maybe misplacement quite a few times. You know, wrong saying things, wrong said things, wrong saying things. That's bad. It's been something that's just been mine. You know, I've never let anybody else touch it. I've had people on. I've tried to commit to people. I thought maybe it would give me some opportunities and you know, to be honest, if I had to say opportunities, I mean, I've had people ask me to be a part of their show or their conglomerate or their fucking, you know, and every one of them has bailed. You know, so chalk that up for what the fuck it is. It probably is me. There is something I maybe have said, or maybe I just, you know, come off as cool, and then you step away and you get out of here and you get out of the haze, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this guy's a fucking faggot. You know, who knows? Fuck if I know. The only thing that sucks is just having that, you know, thought that maybe I'm doing right and I'm moving up in the world. You know, I'm having people who have their own content wanna collab with me. And when it's backfired, it's definitely kind of fucked with me. So it's like, you know, not that I want to quit and be a bitch or anything about it, but it's like, all right, what can I do now to strengthen myself? You know, what can I do to make a better show? Instead of just coming in here being a lazy fuck and, you know, whatever, maybe I switch it up for a while. You know, I think if I got to 10,000 for myself, a fucking painter, for somebody who has no, you know, reason besides the dumb fucking gay tweets I make, if I get to 10,000, you know, hey, cool. It's a number. That's all it is. It's just an even number. It's kind of cool to say, what, you know, how successful was your podcast? I got 10,000 views. Regardless of how many, I think it just shows, you know, stamina, shows the willingness that I love the show, and you know, it shows that people came back enough to listen 10,000 times. You know, however you fucking mathematically equate that to whatever small number you want for the pod ship. You know, we started off a lot better, obviously, than how we're finishing. But, you know, thank you for everyone who's fucking listened. We come and we go, and some people listen, some people don't. The guests, you know, the I've talked about that before. I'm not trying to be a bummer about it now. The fucking guests, you know, have been what they are. Great people to come on. And sometimes they have themselves to protect just and not go, oh, well, yeah, he's a nice guy, but you know, I can't be associated with some fucking asshole podcaster. I get it, whatever. Especially if you have career aspirations and all this other stuff. So the Twitter's gay episode, I feel bad about dropping on the fucking, you know, Flint, Michigan podcast, but I bombed. But it is what it is, and I'm not trying to talk shit. It just that's just, you know, the vibe of the room just got weird every now and again. And when the mics come on, people clam up, and you know, and I was drunk, so I didn't direct it very well, and that's very fucking much on me. I just thought, you know, four people been on mics, we can all carry each other, and you know, have some fun, and you know, just didn't maybe translate that way. It was a lot of fun, obviously, in studio, you know, so that's why I tried to do it again and try to fucking, you know, but again, drinking a ton. Being the only one kind of sauced up like that, and then you fucking try to talk, and then I did a bad job. I just did a really bad job. And that's part of the reason, too, why I think maybe a little cool down would not hurt. But the thing is, I'm not going to not want a podcast. You know, fuck all the equipment, fuck all the things you bought. It's literally just the fact that I just want to. I like doing this. This is therapeutic. And I figured this is going to be one of those episodes. You know, that I don't know if you've liked the new shit, if you haven't liked the new shit, but this is old school shit. Just talking. Now you just get to watch it, which is just gay. And that might go away just because, you know, I had to fuck around with the audio and do all this extra fucking nonsense just to get it back to where it felt like it was. And, you know, guys, it's just one of those things. You know, it's not that I don't want to do it. I want to talk. It's just talk for my own benefit. Just talk, you know, whatever. But, you know, just have my own maybe little fucking correspondent fucking little episode, little fucking, you know, pre-tape bits in the weekend or before and release them later. You know, shit like that, we could do no problem. It's actually kind of just a way to get started. Just, you know, let's say the paint business goes down. Which you'd say, Bobby, you're retarded. What do you mean the paint business go down? And I talk about when I went on AM radio and talked about how they fucking, you know, Minnesota is trying to take away my right to paint because I'm not a licensed union journeyman, you know, or a fucking whatever. And, you know, I run my own business. I've been painting people's houses to the full fucking max. And, you know, the fact that somebody's going to come around and turn it, it's like, what else am I going to do? So making a new podcast, making a new platform, making a new fucking, you know, series to follow along with to show that I can do the longevity of a, you know, weekly day show. I think some of this would actually help my benefit based on my background and, you know, my digital footprint, and then, you know, based on the fact that I have no fucking schooling for it, but, you know, it's one of those things. So, it sucks, guys. I know I'm getting down to the edge here. What do you say? You know, it's one of those things where you can only fucking, you know. I said shelf it, not end it. You know, if I get fucking kicked off, and who knows when I stop posting episodes, if I still get emails and all that, I'll try my best to keep up. But, you know, I'm looking into how to switch the RSS feed over and get into some new shit. But, you know, days are numbered on this podcast, at least for now. The breaks, some things. You know, we got to change it up a little bit. You know, maybe I'm pulling the goalie early and I'm going to get scored on and I could have lasted with this. But as of right now, where I'm sitting at and I'm thinking, it's just, you know, why not try something that I've been thinking about adding to this fucking show? But how do I split it and how do I not, you know, and who knows? Maybe I don't even split. But like I said, the strikes is what scares me. Losing the account after multiple strikes is even scarier. So the only real reason for starting anew, especially if I was going to start a new show, is to prevent the old show to hinder the new stuff. But with that being said, guys, scratch your neck in disapproval, because I do feel very fucking just dumb, you know. I just feel dumb about... just about fucking, you know, even getting on fucking mic and camera or, you know, whatever, and having this fucking, I don't know if I'll podcast again. It's like, it's not really it. It's really just, you know, I don't want to fucking all of a sudden just soprano out and not be there, you know, and just be like, yo, this is just what it is. It's a bummer. You know, like I said, eventually we'll fucking call it quits, and I was kind of hoping to make that landmark at 10,000, so, you know, let's get there, but, you know, future's a little hazy. Is there some blueprints we're thinking about? Is there a few things you think about as a person who's working manual labor? You got time on your hands. Or while you're doing the same repetitive thing, you know, for the eighth year in a row, you have time to start thinking about, you know, am I ready to start fucking actually building, having a notebook and writing down fucking ideas throughout the day and having things ready to go for the next morning. And like I said, 10, 15, 20 minutes, you start figuring out a new show, you know, the quickie with Boucher, something like that, you know, just something stupid. Who the fuck knows? But just to have fun, keep it light. You know, I still like making stuff. I still want to be a person, you know, that you would listen to. So, you know, maybe shorten it up a little bit, giving you some fucking info of the recent days or the weekend, and catching you up before, you know, the new weekend on Fridays. And, you know, we can come up with bits. It'd be my own little morning show. And that's, you know, a lot of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now. So, you know, I started the podcast because I was listening to mostly morning radio show replays and, you know, the dedication I put into that, because it got me through some long days, and then podcasting alone. So let's do this. Let's get to sharing the screen here. Share screen. Thank you. Entire screen. Cool beans. Share. All right. Let's go with Bombs Away. Hey, bye. Fire.